Blog Talk Radio. Well, my brothers and sisters, we're back again. Yes, indeed, we are back again, back again, back again. Thank Father we're back again for another episode, another precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Enemya of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High for the opportunity, yes, indeed, to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words, very, very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, and I thank Him for every year that He brings near to hear these words. The Most High has told me directly. He said to me that I have for Him some very, very important things for Him to do. And He told me because of what I must do. He said, yes, indeed, because of what I must do. Well, He told me in advance that I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me, my brothers and sisters, that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, I would have His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. I can only be utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things that men have done everything they could. Heaven help us. Men, I must tell you things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall. Heaven help us. To hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and to destroy. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, all the prophecies foretold, yes, indeed, they foretold that though much may be hidden in the darkness, all the truth, my brothers and sisters, that was hidden in the darkness shall yet surely come to light. All the prophecies, my brothers and sisters, relate without question. In fact, I give you such scriptures as those that Acts 3:18-23. Prophecies have told us the Messiah will surely come for the times of refreshing, the remembrance, the restitution, the restoration of all things, according to all that was spoken by the prophets of old, all that was spoken by the Most High. I said, spoken, promised by the Most High, through the mouth of His holy prophets, those who receive inspiration from on high, therefore heard the gospel of the kingdom. Understand, my brothers and sisters, faith does not come by hearing merely what is the supposition of men. Faith comes by hearing a word. Yes, my brothers and sisters, hearing a word from the Most High. So when the scriptures talk about Messiah comes to bring to mind, bring the restitution, restoration, all things spoken by the holy prophets, calling to remembrance all things spoken by the holy prophets since the world began. And whoever will not hearken to his testimony, scripture says will be cut off from among the people. Well, think about it, my brothers and sisters. The scriptures even tell us that the Most High sent because of the atoning blood of the Messiah. What did He say? The Messiah said, if I do not go, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit will not come. What's the purpose of the Holy Spirit? Yes, my brothers and sisters, what is the purpose of the Holy Spirit? Scripture says, the Holy Spirit teaches all things, no lie in it. Bringing all things to remembrance, rebuking all sin. How about, my brothers and sisters, rebuking all the compromised contentions, hasty conclusions, injustice, even all the misunderstanding that exists among men. The Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, as the Comforter, and sent, my brothers and sisters, to deliver, yes, indeed, to deliver the gospel of peace. The sure word, the word of the Most High, whereby this world beyond the misconceits of man, beyond the diverse ideals of all the multitude of kings and priests, all the false prophets, beyond them all, the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, is sent, that men might discern indeed even what the world would not speak. Hear me. The Most High sends prophets. He told me directly, he sends prophets to speak what others would not. The Apostle Shaul said, quoted the scripture in Joel 2:32, all who call upon the name of the Most High should be delivered. Wow. Did they tell you the rest of the verse in Romans 10? It said, in Jerusalem shall be deliverance to the remnant whom the Most High, whom the Most High has called. That means, my brothers and sisters, men who confess the holy name under faith in Him. It's not from merely the hearing of men. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? It's not merely from the hearing of men. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing a word from the Most High. I want you to understand that, my brothers and sisters. The scripture says faith comes by hearing, and hearing a word from the Most High. Understanding that comes from the Most High. And there's much to be understood in terms of understanding these things rightly, in terms of understanding what was the previous orientation of the people in the East versus the West. We need to talk about that tonight. Very precious acknowledgement for those who are ready to receive it. And tonight, my brothers and sisters, I pray that whoever has ears to hear, let him hear. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has promised. In fact, Isaiah 8:16-20 says, Messiah will come saying, bind all the testimony, seal all the law. In other words, see how all the things the prophets have said were together under one good. Well, should men reject so much what the prophets have said, so much what the Most High has promised through his prophets, because it has not been their personal orientation, their personal national, political, pseudo-religious, denominational, social, so-called belief? Shall men say the Most High should not perform what he said he would perform because your leaders refuse to tell you? Well, my brothers and sisters, there's a whole lot of prophecy the scripture said in advance your leaders wouldn't tell you. And for this reason, the scriptures talk in Psalm 118. Better to trust in Yah than to trust in men. Better to trust in Yah than to trust in princes. For the stone, the foundation stone, which the builders, how about the builders of the buildings, churches and governments, have refused. He said, become the chief stone of the corner. If it means, my brothers and sisters, that the foundation has been rejected by political, national, religious, denominational institutionality, it means the foundation that men have upheld. I said it means the foundation that men have upheld have been faulty. And it means, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High must then establish a temple built upon the initial firm foundation. And all must remember that initial foundation, that they have an opportunity beyond all error unto salvation. We just got through talking a little bit about Isaiah 8:16. It says Messiah is going to tell people there's a need to bind together and see how all the testimony works together. And he said that word is going to be a stumbling block wherever Israel is, quite frankly, even to the world. Because everyone after their own orientations is declaring their own idea of what they call righteousness or what they want to believe or what they want to believe is sufficient. Scripture says, and that whole word is told, it's going to be a stumbling block to Israel and Judah. Why? not just Israel and Judah, but also to all the nations. Men trusting the mindscape of their kings, who the scripture said in advance, would not tell you these greater truths. It's going to be a real test of the faith of men. To see whether they trust Yah, or the diversitudes resultant of partialities and pollutions, seeming wise to men, I said seeming wise to men, but not giving consideration to all things. Most High told me directly, the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know, but what men think they know. He told me, not giving consideration to all things he has said. He told me directly, that's not wisdom at all. The Most High would bring to bear everything that he has spoken. Blessed are they who will understand this. Blessed are those who realize the way you discern beyond false prophets, who don't seek to teach and perform everything the Most High said, is that you must become a prophet yourself. You must seek diligently. You must ask the Most High for his spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it. So if your leaders are not telling you, you find out for yourself. And you pray the Most High for the capacity to discern beyond the confusions of men. Because quite frankly, when we look at 45,000 denominations and counting in this world, 280 nations and counting in this world, constantly splintering more and more, if we believe that that is the result of the gift of the Holy Spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it, pure and completion, offering one choice, even to the rebuke of all that has divided mankind under sins, divisions, diverse controlling bodies of knowledge, imperfect and incomplete, polluted, if you believe that, that all these divisions are the result of the Holy Spirit and the comfort of the saints to bring, that was sent to bring peace, completion, fullness, if you believe that all these divisions, my brothers and sisters, are the result of man being true to the Holy Spirit, you got another thing coming. Makes absolutely no sense. Science said, go forth and teach all nations everything he commanded, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It means purging them to realize that there's a greater wisdom beyond all that this world is called wise. For whoever, my brothers and sisters, it says in 1 Corinthians 3:18, it says, whoever considers himself wise in this world, knowing only what the enemy has allowed, said, let him consider himself a fool that he may become wise. I said, let him consider himself a fool, it said, that he may become wise. What it means then, my brothers and sisters, is that the leaders are not telling you everything you need to know. The scriptures say that when the foundation is restored, that humanity has forgotten. Talk about Matthew 7:13-28, Isaiah 28, Revelation 16:12-21, reminiscent also of scriptures in Isaiah 25, my brothers and sisters. When the foundation that humanity has forgotten is restored, who will be prepared to hear Yah, knowing that Yah will still bring to bear all those things that men have refused? Consider Psalms 118. It says, better to trust in Yah than to trust in princes. Better to trust in Yah than to trust in men. If men have collaborated and princes and rulers have collaborated against the greater truth, shall you believe men or shall you believe Yah? You ever stop and consider perhaps many of your rulers are blind to these truths because they were not found worthy? Why? What's the scripture saying? It says, the spirit of truth the world would not receive. Some are too greedy to receive and discern indeed what is a covenant, it says Isaiah 56:9. Some are too greedy, my brothers and sisters, concerned in their selfish ambition for their own authority, that they refuse to receive and discern the righteousness of Yah. And the scripture says, therefore, they have not submitted to the righteousness of Yah, but sought to establish their own righteousness. So often, my brothers and sisters, seeking to cater to men, all they're looking for is an opportunity to preside over a congregation, telling the people what they want to hear, rather than what they need to. And I can't tell you how many so-called pastors, priests, folks call themselves apostles, all kind of different titles, have basically told me that the people aren't ready for certain truths.
Wow. Why not?
Isn't it the duty of a faithful minister of Yah to teach you all things? They tell them the people are not ready for that.
Oh, you and I understand these things, they say.
Hmm. But the people aren't ready for those things.
Hmm.
How many folks you say they say, how many folks you think are going to get that?
Well, my brothers and sisters, it's written in the book.
Man will catch on to it sooner or later. But my brothers and sisters, those who have not had this expectation, have they had the faith? The fallen from faith, my brothers and sisters, the fallen from the truth that man once knew. The fallen from faith is turning away from what the Most High declared through his prophets, my brothers and sisters. Because what the Most High declared, think about it. In Micaiah, 5th chapter, Messiah said, if anyone seeks to dishonor in any way the law of the prophets, falls victim to anyone who does, he shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. It means that they've been subject to another. Messiah said, watch out for false prophets. He said, watch out, lest any man deceive you, lest any man turn you from what Yah has decreed. He said, if anyone devises a scheme in any way to make men foolish against what Yah has decreed, he says, guilty even unto hellfire. Consider, my brothers and sisters, then what Messiah must come to do. Whoever misrepresents the will of the Most High is not counted a friend, but counted an enemy. 45,000 denominations, my brothers and sisters, means there's a whole lot of enemies against the truth out here. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, and understand. Man is not made a friend or an ally unto the Most High according to his own idea of what is divine command. Men deceived after men. Hey, I said political, social, national, and pseudo-religious institutionality of men who already stand in antipathy, antagonism against what Yah has declared. Shall they be your teachers and teach you how to convert unto the will of Yah? Absolutely not. He said faith, allegiance, steadfastness, faithfulness unto Yah comes by hearing a word from him, a call from him. He said all who call upon him shall be delivered. But he said in Jerusalem, a city of peace, where he said his people shall speak no lies, do no iniquity. He said that's to a remnant whom the Most High has called. And believe me, my brothers and sisters, the very fact that scriptures say in Isaiah 59, the Most High looked upon men and saw no intercessor. That the scripture said Isaiah 41, in the time of Messiah is coming in the latter days. He said men all had become so blind that if he asked a question, men couldn't give an answer. That the scripture said in Isaiah 28, when the Messiah comes, his words line upon line, precept upon precept. He said men will be awakened one day to find out that they neither had matured nor had the foundation upon which to mature, hadn't had the precepts upon which to understand his words. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, that the entire social constructs of nations all over this world have been founded upon a lie, half-truths. Faulty foundation upon which men have told half-truths and hidden certain truths, that the end result of it has been, my brothers and sisters, instability. I said instability, not stability. Gullibility, my brothers and sisters, much deceit. Scriptures even go as far as in the book of Jacob, we were warned. We called it James, not his name. Scriptures talk about my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed. If he told Israel, if you're scattered among the nations, lacking wisdom. Oh, meaning innately the nations are lacking wisdom. So if you're scattered among the nations, lacking wisdom, surrounded by a multitude of provocations, temptations, bribery to fall after, if you will, alternate social orientations. Precepts of men. So remember that faith in Yah still must bring forth the perfect work. Faith in Yah, then, my brothers, is beyond the multitude of contradictions and contentions that men uphold. Faith in Yah, my brothers and sisters, means you have to see beyond the veil of all the misconceits, the confusion, the fusion of lies, my brothers and sisters, the intermingling of truth and lies, leaving men indiscriminate. The confusion, my brothers and sisters, of mankind must be overcome. Wherever men
Wherever men, my brothers and sisters, have intruded in a lie and intermingled with the truth, the end result is not a covenant. It's not a covenant with the Most High, nor is it a holy thing. You mix truth and a lie, you get a lie. You establish half-truth upon an already extant preconceived misnotion, a faulty foundation. Realize, my brothers and sisters, the nature of a liar. He will never tell you the whole truth. And once he's got you caught in his snare, he seeks to devour you and exploit you. That many of my brothers and sisters still choosing not to realize that they have been deceived, taught a lie that kept them incapable of perceiving. Many of my brothers and sisters remain in that snare, even my brothers and sisters under complete damnation for eternity. But the Most High has promised that the day would come that all faulty foundations, all the lies that the nations are established upon, and let me see if I can explain to you why I say that lies the nations should establish upon, are established upon. He said they should all be exposed. Why? My brothers and sisters, there's a foundation of truth. In all nations, if they dared not tell, I say there's a foundation of truth that the Most High declared that the nations, if they dared not tell, they never taught you the gospel. They never taught you the salvation of man. They never told you the faith, my brothers and sisters. They never taught you the way of peace. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell you well. 2 Corinthians 4 and 3. If the gospel, how about the word of the kingdom on high? I didn't say the rule of man. If the gospel, that pure, perfect word from above, the assurance and promise of the Most High according to the fullness of his word, if it be hid. My brother and sister says, hid to them that are lost, misled, misguided. But my brothers and sisters, a true minister of Yah will not hide these things, but teach them all. And whoever has not taught these things, my brothers and sisters, I said has not, whoever it is, has not taught these things and dared to call himself a minister, he lied. And I tell you why. He lied. Most I told him when I first began to wake up, well, if I tell you exactly what he said, you might be shocked. But I tell you what he told me, my brothers and sisters. He said there are no more ministers in the earth. That means no one to fully heal, I hope you understand me, no one to fully heal the covenant. No one to fully heal man into a perfect covenant unto the Most High. A minister is a healer. He's supposed to teach all things, no lie in it, that men might find atonement, believing the Most High according to all things. Because if a man denies the Most High anything that he has declared, my brothers and sisters, that unbelief does not count him worthy to be called stable. Shall a man deny the Most High at even the least point and still yet live? Messiah said, if you deny even the least letter of the law of the prophets, he said, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah, meaning that everything he said was important. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, yes, there are those who had never had an intention in this world to tell you the things, all things, the Most High decreed, because to do so would be the obliteration of the very rule and dominion that they seek and have sought and continually sought to uphold. But would they tell you this? Well, my brothers and sisters, I can show you a lot of places in Scripture repeated over and over again that it was said in advance they would not. How many of my brothers and sisters, when they see what's in the Scriptures that the leaders have not told, will trust Yah to bring to bear what he said rather than the false or fallen, partial, and polluted scenarios that men might be predisposed to think are wise simply because they don't have enough information? Hear me, my brothers and sisters. It's time we discern what is the foundation of the faith. I dare tell you now that what is contemporarily, traditionally called Judaism today, what most call Christianity, whether it be Western or, for that matter, in this day and time, Eastern, by and large, what is common status quo with regard to whatever men have called Abrahamic faith today, be it Judaism, what they call Christianity, like I said, think about it this way. Number one, the early church was not called Christian. They did not call the Messiah Christ. They did not, for that matter, even call the early institution that they joined with, they didn't call it a church. They had another word. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, because most have not understood that foundation, I say because they have not understood that foundation, the end result, my brothers and sisters, is that men have trusted in what indeed is without question a counterfeit religiosity across the globe. And the scripture says point blank in Revelation 16, 12 through 21, Isaiah 25, 1 through 3 through 10, it talks about how that foundation restored the man. Shall prove all men have been transgressors, standing upon faulty foundations, not standing upon what the Most High said that all must uphold if they are going to find the salvation of Yah. I know a lot of people might get quite upset at me. Don't get upset at me. Get upset at your leaders who didn't tell you. The Most High has made this decree. The Most High has spoken. Get mad at him and see what it gets you. My brothers and sisters, I'm not asking that you in any way be upset with the Most High, but be upset at yourself and your leaders who told you and who told you lies and flattered you and compelled you to trust in death, the only spark, the meager sparks that they call wisdom, rather than seeking the greater light. Get upset, my brothers and sisters, at those who wouldn't tell you these truths. They're in your book. It's in their book, too. If they didn't tell you, well, you need to understand who you need to be upset at. I've talked to a lot of pastors who tell me, yeah, when I showed them all these things. Oh, they admitted it was there. But did they commit themselves to speaking it? Oh, I could tell you what a lot of them told me. They told me things like, oh, the Lord gave me this church, and I'll decide when I teach these things. Wait. Scripture said a faithful minister of Yahweh would teach all things. He commanded to go forth and teach all things. He said also in Romans 10 that not all have obeyed and heard the gospel, which means they not all go forth and tell you everything. That means they conveniently, according to their agenda, tell you what they want you to hear, complicit with the status quo. Priests, my brothers and sisters, not under Yah, but under the preservation of prison house institutions, political, social, national, and religious, which will never tell you the whole truth. And the end result of it, my brothers and sisters, is that you need to understand, blinded by a matrix system that will never tell you the whole truth, you never had what it took to be made whole. And you never had what it takes, my brothers and sisters, to be confirmed true unto Yah in all things. Because when the truth comes, after being taught lies so long, can you believe it? When the truth comes, my brothers and sisters, after being taught lies so long and realizing you too have lied, will you repent? Will you try to make up the difference? Will you try, my brothers and sisters, granted the opportunity to receive the grace of the Most High, to discern how not anymore to be exploited by the liars? Will you join with the liars? Or will you seek the redemption, my brothers and sisters, of the souls of many? And therefore, in speaking the truth, seek also then the redemption of your own soul. Because quite frankly, anyone, my brothers and sisters, who is not willing to speak this greater light, my brothers and sisters, will not be counted among the children of light, but the children of darkness. I hope you hear me, my brothers and sisters. My goal tonight is to relate to you many of the truths. I said many of the truths that have been hidden from mankind for a very long time. I'm looking at the time that's available still to me on this show tonight. And I want to, Yah willing, to declare these things, that those who love, I said who love the Most High, might have an opportunity to prove it. Because he said his word is living and sharper than a two-edged sword, able to tell the point of division between soul and spirit, bone and marrow, able to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. It means not just part of his word, all of it. Because many have taken bits and pieces of this word and twisted it entirely out of context to create an alternate social order that by no means appeases the Most High. But it's just simply, my brothers and sisters, the snares, the misconceits,
the schemes, the entrapments of men. And brothers and sisters, I want you to hear me. Long before there was Abraham, one they call Abraham the son of Terah, raised up in his papa Terah's, I don't make them shout. Long before came Yishak, Isaac. Long before there came Jacob, and Jacob's name was changed to Israel. Long before, my brothers and sisters, came finally what we call the tribes of Israel and Judah. The Most High, yes, the Most High, had already made a promise. He told the prophet Enoch, he told Noah, I pray you will hear me, concerning who and how, I hope you hear me, who and how Yah would bring the redemptive reconciliation of this world unto the truth, peace. I said peace and truth. Then unto Yah is the only hope of reconciliation. For Yah is one, he's the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Shall man say they have a covenant with him after anything else but his pure and perfect will unchanged? I pray you will hear me, my brothers and sisters. I pray you will understand. Because something very devilish, damning, has happened in the world. From the very beginning, the Most High declared a law by which, I pray you will hear me, he declared a law by which globally there would only be truth unto peace. Did you hear me? This is what he declared from the beginning. He did not create man to act like a bunch of imps looking like him. He gave man a rule by which men might be one. And if man would hearken to the Most High by his spirit, man could have remained consistent with that perfect peace. Lot to talk about there. But man, in his disobedience, fell away from that communication with the Creator, fell away from that discipline from on high that indeed is the grace of Yah, that men might not be found enemies. Believe me, it takes great discretion not to offend the Most High. It takes great discretion that men learn how not, great discretion that men learn how not to lift up their souls under vanity, swearing deceitfully. It takes great discretion, my brothers and sisters, that men discern what it is that pleases the Most High rather than is a corruption against what the Most High from the beginning said men should believe. As I said before, from the very beginning, the Most High declared a rule by which those who were true to faith might be discerned as true to faith in him. And whenever men have infiltrated, intruded upon the pure and perfect word from on high, their own ideas, it was trusting men and not Yah. And believe me, my brothers and sisters, the most of the contradictions of men is not the salvation of any soul. In fact, men must learn to convert beyond all this confusion. There's a reason why Messiah said your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders, else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. What it means is as long as you trust in the frailty of what men, after their own ambitions and agendas, declare. Well, let's consider this. One of the ancient definition of a fool was one who only knows what men declare. If you only know what the enemy speaks and allows, seeking not to expose his own corruption, then you are definitely in bondage. It's time to understand the real, my brothers and sisters. It's time to understand the sure reality. What I would have you to know, as I said before, man declared against the Most High, after the Most High already declared a rule, man, forgetting that the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, once man turned away from the will of Yah, What happened? Man began to declare his own rules. Declare his own commands. His own controlling bodies of knowledge. Causing men to forget and not remember what the Most High declared from the beginning. What's the Holy Spirit supposed to do? Teach all things. No lie in it. Bring all things to remembrance. Reprove all sin. How about rebuke whatever faulty, partial, polluted ideals and allegiances have kept men from discerning what is the initial foundation? I would even go as far as to tell you that Isaiah 48 says when Messiah comes, he comes to declare to you the way that you should go. Saying, oh, that you have kept my commandments. Remember what he declared from the beginning. Your peace would have been as a river and your righteousness as the waves of the sea. And so many of you would not have been destroyed from before him. Oh, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says the Messiah returns in Isaiah 48 because men have sworn by his name, but not truth and nor in righteousness, not in the purity of truth. Think about it. If it was purity of truth, you wouldn't have all these denominations and nations. Got news for you. These divisions were never supposed to exist, and they will not exist. Do you hear me? When faith is perfected in the world. Oh, do I need to explain that further? He said faith must bring forth a perfect work. Purity and completion offers one choice. Purity and completion, my brothers and sisters, declare that all these multitude of divisive misrepresentations in the world must be no more. And that's the only way you have an atonement. Do I need to explain that? Purity and completion offers one choice. He said, be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. That means all the Most High declared. Be purged of all the partial and polluted standards declared by men. He said, teach them to do everything that Yah has declared. Do you realize that means, my brothers and sisters, that every institution based upon a lie and a half-truth will cease? There's a reason why the scripture said, Isaiah 60 and 12, the nation that will not serve Israel when Israel is brought to that irrevocable, invariant light. He said, the nation that will not serve Israel will perish. Do the nations want to tell you that? It's part of the gospel. They want to tell you about Jeremiah 30, 10 through 11, when it says, the nations wherever Israel has been scattered will be utterly destroyed. That the Most High eradicates the lie, that his people no longer are subject to the folly or the misconceits of the nations, that he might correct his people justly, that they become one people, regathered beyond all the misconceits of the nations. Did they tell you that? And if they didn't, why didn't they tell you? You need to ask your leaders, my brothers and sisters. There are truths that I'm telling you about right now. The scripture said in advance they wouldn't tell you. You need to hear, my brothers and sisters, what I'm talking about here now, because it's very precious truth. Most High told me there's many things, my brothers and sisters. Messiah said there's many things I long to tell you. He said, most people cannot grasp them yet because the comfort of the Holy Spirit had not come. What he was saying, my brothers and sisters, also is this. There's truth that only by his Spirit will the mind comprehend. And he said, the Spirit of truth the world will not receive. Well, guess what? The West didn't have the expectation of an end to confusion. In fact, they wanted to preserve the worship of all their pagan deities, gods, and false traditions. That means they didn't want to hear a word that declared that these traditions were based upon a lie. They didn't want to hear the idea that they'd believe the pack of lies because they trusted a multitude of false gods. In fact, what they also sought to do was put the holy name upon all of their paganism and then call it faith in Yah. My brothers and sisters, that's been a massive illusion. It's time to understand the real. As I said to you before, what did man do? Most I declared a rule from the beginning, pure and perfect rule. Man sought to subdivide it, corrupt it, totally ignore it, come up with his own imaginations. A pack of lies. Instead of nations and kingdoms, my brothers and sisters, based upon those lies. As if these institutions created by men were intended to stay forever and remain forever, as if they were constantly to be a lie to ensnare in prison houses the minds of men. My brothers and sisters, the Most High promised that when the truth is revealed, the day will come, my brothers and sisters, that a revolution should set men free. But like I said, the Most High gave a law, men turned away from it, set up their own rules, divide up the world. Because guess what? All these partial institutions of man, guess what? Some people hear, some people don't. After a while, guess what you got? A bunch of arguments across the globe. You look at Isaiah 40 through 41 and talks about what's going to bring an end to this warfare. My brothers and sisters, do men dare to believe that after men turned around and corrupted and turned away from everything the Most High declared, everyone walking after his own ways. Hey, you think it's not corruption? Look at it. 45,000 denominations in the world having different interpretations of some of everything you read in the book. That is not faith in Yah, my brothers and sisters. That's corruption. That's faith and trust in, let's just say, false trust, if you will, after the unrighteousness of men. Men establishing their own righteousness to exploit men. And many of my brothers and sisters, like I said, look for fatal flatterers like that. I regret to say. Folks, to tickle their ears. But my brothers and sisters, there's no salvation in it. You can't find communion with the Creator after a lie. He said, faith comes by hearing a word from Yah. That means your reunion unto the Creator comes by hearing a word from Yah, not some lie from men. By grace through faith are you saved? Well, guess what? That means the Most High in His favor, if He gives you, grants you opportunity to hear the truth, count that His favor. But my brothers and sisters, do people really believe that if they blaspheme, ignore, and don't believe the truth the Most High gives, that grants them favor unto being saved, healed, made whole, in communion with those who do? Then think again. Think again, my brothers and sisters. It is faith in what the Most High revealed that is our peace, not unbelief. And He warned us in advance in the book of Judah that many, they call Judah, they call it Jew, said men would pervert the grace, the truth of the Most High, pervert men from discerning what the Most High truly has declared, that it would become necessary in the last days the Messiah come to prove that what people had trusted in was unbelief, to convince them what they trusted in was ungodliness. It means, my brothers and sisters, something very potent. Hear me. If men believe that all the corruption that men came up with, Messiah comes to sanction when He said, go forth and teach all nations that was all things that were declared from on high, and that they have to be baptized and purged of all these lies, even baptized, converted from all these lies. Baptism means it's an open declaration of what you believed before was a lie, that you need to be converted if you're going to find salvation. Do people really believe, my brothers and sisters, that what Messiah came and did was tell folks that by His grace that all the lies men told and all the variances of nations, denominations, and ideologies that men declared? Do people really believe, my brothers and sisters, that that is now the peace that's agreement with the Most High, when it was man's rebellion against the Most High? Refusal to accept the word of the Most High, refusal to hear the word of the Most High that brought forth all these lying nations. Think about it. Jacob, James they wanted to call him, Savior scattered among the nations, lacking knowledge, indiscriminate, confused. Hey, provoked, bribed, enticed, tempted by a multitude of corrupt ideas. Remember, faith in Yah says bring forth a perfect, complete, and whole work. I said the only way that's possible is the scripture didn't say you overcome disillusion by trusting men. It says you ask Yah. And it says, because a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, definitely not steadfast, definitely not faithful in all his ways. He said, the double-minded man, let him not think he receive anything from Yah. He definitely don't receive the promise, because the promise is not to a pack of lies. The promise is not to a multitude of diverse ideologies and doctrines. The promise is not to those who trust in kings and rulers who compromise the word of the Most High. He said, the promise is not to seeds as of many, or many from someone, from mediators and priests and doctrines, after the will of many, but one. You think a multitude of misrepresentations causes men to discern what is the will of Yah? A multitude of misrepresentations has people not knowing which is which. Bewitched, my brothers and sisters, that they don't even know how to follow the truth. That's confusion. That's indiscriminate thinking. That is presumptuousness. The men think that they come to the Most High because they declared His name at their own thoughts and volition? No, my brothers and sisters. Hey, men don't make themselves understand Yah because they say they want to. My brothers and sisters, faith comes by hearing a word from the Most High. You better ask Him for His spirit and His guidance and His teaching that you might know who and what is to be believed. Because if men are left to a multitude of indiscriminate ideologies, not knowing who's an exploiter, then they are exploited. The grace of Yah, my brothers and sisters, He calls men to Himself.
direct relationship. And no man makes that relationship of himself. One scripture says it this way: I called you, you didn't call me. You need to understand that, my brothers and sisters. If you haven't heard from him directly, you better ask, my brothers and sisters, that he shows you. Because Messiah said himself at Yohanan, what is it, 16:12? Many things I long to tell you, but you can't grasp them yet till the Comforter comes. Comforter, the peacemaker. How does it be peace? Hebrew word for peace relates to what is complete and pure. Holy Spirit teaches all things. No lie in it. Brings all things to remembrance. Oh, you mean there's something to be remembered that without the Holy Spirit, most people would have no grasp for. That means what was declared to the prophets of old. Do you think it's interpreted and understood simply by reading the words of a book? I got news for you. Isaiah 29 relates the idea about words learned by rote is not sufficient. Man must have a vision beyond all the divisive ideals that men, whereby men have misinterpreted this word. I hope you hear me, my brothers and sisters. Holy Spirit brings to remembrance those things of old, of ancient generation. The scripture talks about remember the law of Moshe. Do you think the law of Moshe is simply what's written on the printed page? All my brothers and sisters, many have interpreted that too after a multitude of diverse ideals. And not all, my brothers and sisters, true to the word. Because I got news for you. The scriptures talk about in Isaiah 28. It talks about Messiah's will come, the word of Yah, the word of the Most High, is line upon line, precept upon precept. Why didn't they tell you that word for word? His thoughts. Means the thoughts of the Most High are what we declare to let men understand, line upon line, precept upon precept, but most don't have the precept to begin to understand. That's exactly what the scripture said we have while people are scattered among the nations, lacking knowledge. Who is it then, my brothers and sisters, will understand? The scripture said in advance that man will be humble one day. Man will have to be humble one day to return to the knowledge of the truth. To return, my brothers and sisters, to what the rulers would not teach. And only those, my brothers and sisters, who realize that the only solution, according to Isaiah 41, in the original writing, what it says, he said, ever hell, there was none who could give me an answer. What it really means, there was none who could meditate and realize that the only solution is to return to that which the Most High declared from the beginning. What does Scripture say Messiah will come saying? From the beginning, from the creation, there am I, to show you the way that you should go. Oh, that you kept, remembered my commandments. Then your peace would have been as a river and your righteousness as the ways of the sea, meaning that men have forgotten. Scripture said in Isaiah 59, he beheld there was no intercessor. He said, the day must come, however. No intercessor, no one to fully heal, no one to fully remember. Men speaking lies. He calls them enemies then who would not put upon themselves the whole armor to remember according to the fullness of his testimony. Read Isaiah 49. And he says that because of him, he will lift up a standard against all these partial ideals. Isaiah 59 says it. Isaiah 49, 22 through 23 says he will lift up his hand a standard to all the nations. But the wicked, the lawless, those standing upon altar and foundation would not hear. He talks about, my brothers and sisters, that because of this, his word, his covenant, will henceforth not depart from the mouths, nor the mouths of his descendants, from henceforth even forever. Do you think people remember the covenant under 45,000 contentions? Think about it. That's not the remembrance of the covenant. The Most High, when he talks about his people, he said the remnant of his people will speak no lies. He said remnant whom he has called will speak no lies, do no iniquity, have none to dissuade or harm among them. That means those who he has called, he has called by his truth, not by the misconceits and multitude of contentions of man. Far more than just reading the words of a book. To know what is said and not know why it's said is to miss the point. That means he calls men, he calls his own beyond all these multitude of lying misadministrations we see in the world. Who is it then, my brothers and sisters, will wake up to understand this? It's not the law of the Most High that is cast aside, it's misconceits of man. Most High gave a rule, man turned away, man created his own rule, and then turned around and said that Messiah came. The Savior from on high came to sanction all these lies. Hey, perverting the truth of the Most High,
perverting even the hope of peace. Everyone after his own, the scripture says, lawlessness, licentiousness, lasciviousness, fleshly misconceits. Read it in the book of Jude. It says Messiah had to come to convince men. Oh boy. Hey, a lot of hard hearts that have to be convinced in many of the hard ways. But what they trust in was ungodliness, unbelief. And blessed they will understand it. He said the spirit of truth the world will not receive. Well, let me tell you something. Those who came out of the West, polytheists, didn't have the expectation that was promised of old. Those who did not have that expectation of one who would come for the express purpose to set things in order, my brothers and sisters, who had no desire for the end of the confusion of their multitude of gods, who had no concept of one Most High sending one, that all may know from the rising sun to the west there's none else but Yah. Hey, those who didn't want to believe in such a one because they had so many different gods to support, didn't want to accept that the one who sent that one declares who is the Most High. Those who didn't want to believe this, he said the spirit of that truth, that testimony of truth, the worldly would not receive. Because there are many of my brothers and sisters who have been complicit after a multitude of denominations and nations and schemes among the rulers, taking counsel against the Most High and against his anointed, it says in Psalm 2. Did not want to hear, my brothers and sisters, what's necessary for a world to be here. And the scripture says, the way of peace they know not. What does this mean? In the East, they look forward to one who was to set all things in order, who was to crush the head of this forked-tongued snake and his lies, who was to pierce the veil that is over all the nations and bring an end to all turmoil, wipe away all tears from off all eyes and bring peace. But that concept, my brothers and sisters, was not in the West, but was in the East. And when the Western rulers came in, they came not to bring the faith, but to destroy it. Daniel 8:5 through 8:25 speaks directly of a Western institution that came into the East. And the scripture said it would lie until the last day the challenge of the King of Kings, the Prince of Princes. And my brothers and sisters, 2 Thessalonians says he would expose all the intrusions of those who have compelled men to walk after illusions. Because I got news for you. I'll say it again. Christ was not the title used by the early church for the Messiah. Christianity was not the title for the faith used by the early church concerning the Messiah. Those are Greek words. Church was not the title that the early believers used for their gathering. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, what the ancient word meant. The most ancient word relates, my brothers and sisters, the church relates to what brings men out of the darkness and the confusion and indiscriminate thinking into the light. In fact, it exposes all who speak a lie. The church, my brothers and sisters, was supposed to be an institution of men gathered together, gathered having had the call of the Most High to see the pure and perfect light, to bring men out from confusion, indiscriminate thinking, and darkness, to bring men out from all misrepresentations and blasphemies against the name of the Most High. The name they call Christ, the term they call Christianity. How in the hell they did not tell you that the term for Christian was not Christian? It was Kurdishani. Why don't they tell you that? They didn't tell you that Christianity was not called what we call Christianity today. Hey, bears no resemblance to what the early church called themselves, Kurdishanya. Oh, but they took those titles from you. And there was a distinct reason why. Because there was one called, I hope you hear me, my brothers and sisters. Kur means sun, dis, rise, Shah, king, king of the East, who they knew Messiah, Yeshua, is. But they didn't tell you about that, did they? They didn't tell you, my brothers and sisters, that the early church, they call it the Kirk, coming after a very ancient word again, meaning light, righteousness, a love for all the Most High has declared and all he will declare. That was the early church, if you will. People who believed and trusted in the expectation of all the Most High have spoken, that it all might be brought to bear, that by a pure and perfect standard there might be one choice unto peace. Because impurity and pollution, my brothers and sisters, is only a world of chaos. But they didn't tell you that, did they? In fact, my brothers and sisters, they came with this false Messiah. They called Jesus Christ. His name was not Yeshua's name. The name of the Savior was not Jesus. Oh, there's a reason why they changed that too. That Jesus sounds like Isis and Zeus. Christos. They didn't tell you where that word came from. They took that word for Cretan. They took it the same word for such title, believe it or not. Look up Charites. C-H-A-R-I-T-E-S. Maybe I need to put this up in the chat. Look up the word in a good dictionary for Christian, and you'll find the word Cretan. It was a mockery of those who believe in one Most High. Look up the word Charites. And discern where they got this idea of a Christ from. And it definitely was a pluralist rather than a singular term. The pagans didn't even have a word for truth that related the love and the will of one. In fact, that word for truth, look it up, trio, and it was indiscriminate after the will of men rather than the will of one. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, faith, emunah, truth, related the will of one, not the will of many. But the pagans didn't like that. Long before there was an Abraham, long before there was an Isaac and Jacob, tribes of Israel and Judah, the Most High made a promise through Enoch and to Noah concerning who and how Yah would bring forth the redemption and reconciliation of this world. According to a far more ancient, promise of peace, yet very politicization across this globe today and nations divided, everyone seeking to uphold his own ideals, have not discerned what the Most High already planned from the beginning to bring forth reconciliation and love of the truth. Blind of the nations, not discerning the gospel hope of the one kingdom, not discerning what is salvation and peace. And my brothers and sisters, all those who have stood about against your knowing these things have indeed been the enemies of peace. Against the faith, my brothers and sisters, under world redemption, against the foundation, like the scripture says, better to trust in Yah than to trust in princes, Psalms 118. Better to trust in Yah than to trust in men in their multitude of contradictions. If any man believe or trust in this world, consider himself wise in this world, if he doesn't consider himself a fool after these multitude of contradictions, that he may become wise. The apostle Shaul himself said, Paul said, I know nothing which I'm guilty, which I fall short. He said, I do not judge myself. He said, my judge is the Most High. Read 1 Corinthians 3:18 through 4:5. He said, let no man there consider himself so wise before the time till Messiah comes to reveal the hidden things that men had not considered. And then shall men ought to praise Yah, because believe me, trusting in a multitude of partial standards will compel many to trust in deceivers, who will teach you a lie, misconceit, so that you don't know how to and can't receive the greater truth. False gods, my brothers and sisters, they compel many to trust in if you got 45,000 misrepresentations of the Most High in this world. It's time to understand, my brothers and sisters, what the reality is. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, hear me. It's a fool who believes that man turning away from the perfect will of Yah could come up with a multitude of his own rules and believe that the end result of it is that the Most High came and sanctioned every lie. Then men might be saved from a lie. Oh, my brothers and sisters, think again. Think again, my brothers and sisters, think again. What does the scripture mean when it says saved by grace through faith? And it says, listen to me. Hey, he said this salvation is not after the conversation of this world in Ephesians 2. It's not of the conceits of men. Saved by grace through faith, not of works lest any man should boast. Meaning not after the conceits of men, lest any man should boast. What is salvation and reconciliation under Yah is not after man's conceits or the works of a carnal mind. It's after a revelation that comes from Yah, that we be his workmanship through direct molding and shaping of our conscience by him. That be our peace, even after what Yah from the beginning foreordained. Read it at Ephesians 2:8-12 and understand what it means. The salvation is not after disrespect, having no reference point for Yah. This salvation, this oneness, this atonement, this peace, comes only after revering what the Most High Himself decreed. I'm looking at my time, let me move on, because there's something very critical that must be understood. What are these scriptures talking about here, my brothers and sisters, in Isaiah 46 and 8? I said Isaiah 46 and 8 relates a very precious word. And who is it, my brothers and sisters, that will hear it? Most High says, remember this and show yourselves men. Bring it again to mind. Remember these things, O ye transgressors. Many of the sin to ever forget. If the gospel be hid, if the gospel be forgotten, if the greater word of the kingdom, the soul kingdom of the Most High, that only they who will enter, who transcend the misconceits of the nation, if that greater word beyond all your rulers is not sought, man is in transgression. Because in his lack of faith in the will of one, he has been left double-minded, unstable. And the Most High, my brothers and sisters, intends to build a kingdom that will endure forever. So he said, remember this and show yourselves men. I didn't say beastly, who won't reason. Bring it again to your mind. He didn't say be mindless in your reprobation and lack of discipline. Oh, you transgressors, you who have trusted so many divisive standards that you couldn't see the will of one. Remember the former things of old. How about what the Most High declared from the beginning? For he said, I am Yah, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. There's none else. I am Yah, there's none else like me. There is no other salvation. There is no oneness and peace but according to his word. And if men declare anything partial or perverse in any way, intruded upon or attained upon in any way, it's not his word. He says he declares what is the eventuality, what is the end from the very beginning. And it means what he declared from the beginning is eternal. From ancient times declared the things that are not yet done, the things that shall be, saying my counsel, what I told you in advance, shall stand. He said, I will do all my pleasure, all that he has decreed, all that in which he delights. He said he calls one like a ravenous bird from the east. What is he talking about here? A man who executes his counsel, his testimony, his righteousness, his word, what he has determined, he has predetermined from a far country. Oh, what's he talking about? What's he even telling Israel? He said, yeah, I've spoken it, promised it. The word for spoken and promised is the same. He said, I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. In fact, it's the purpose he has for the reconciliation of the whole world. And no, he will not turn back, that his glory be given to another, or that another shall inherit the world. He said, I will also do it, perform it perfectly. So it says, hearken to me, even concerning those things your rulers didn't tell you. Hearken to me, you stout-hearted, made prideful after the misrule of man, that are far from his righteousness, far from the fullness of what the Most High declared. He said, I will bring near my righteousness. I will even bring near that word for righteousness. Sadiq means the same thing as his righteous one. Sadiq, Sadak, hey, same meaning. It shall not be far enough, far off. He shall bring his righteous one, his salvation, his Savior near. He will not tarry. He shall bring in our place salvation, atonement, oneness, reconciliation unto the will of one in Zion, of people that are that follow him, for he is the one shepherd. And the word Sion, you need to understand that, my brothers, is the word for flock, Sion. Same, the people that follow him. He said, for Israel shall be his glorified. Israel shall be his glory. Meaning that Israel shall declare his pure and perfect light, his pure and perfect word, no variableness, no shadow of changing. My brothers and sisters, one through whom this perfect righteousness comes to bear must be the Mashiach, must be the Messiah, must be, it said, my brothers and sisters, the Savior. But how many understand, my brothers and sisters, who this one is called? They call like a ravenous bird from the east, the man who executes his counsel from a far country. Who's willing to understand that, my brothers and sisters? Because it means the one who declares all the Most High declares, In fact, Isaiah 41 says he will conquer all the nations, expose all the nations and all their unrighteousness. That's what it says in Isaiah 41 he would do. Malachi says he'd expose all the priests wherever they didn't teach the whole truth. Zechariah 10, Zechariah 13, hey, calls him the cornerstone, the nail on the battle bow. But how many understand what that prophecy is about? Go back and look just to the last few nights of the testimony, my brothers and sisters, you see in my show, HiddenGospel.com. You look at that article called HiddenGospel.com, an article called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation, you need it. An article called Secret City Prophecies, you need it. Who is that one, my brothers and sisters, said would expose all the lies and misrepresentations that the priests and rulers have sought to hide in their priestly and kingly robes? Who is that one, my brothers and sisters, scripture said, would come out from the midst of a city confused to show the whole world that it must transcend all this confusion and indiscriminate thinking? Because no one who lies against the Most High, my brothers and sisters, will find themselves blessed by him. It's time to understand the reality, my brothers and sisters. Who is it talking about here? Because it means that the salvation of man depends upon man transcending whoever it is that lied and misrepresented the Most High. Because that's what devils do. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. It's time to understand something. Long before there was Israel and Judah, there was a hope for one that was called, let's just say once man turned away, there was a promise even in the garden of one who would destroy the liar, that fork-tongued devil. That would crush the head of the snake. Go back and look at Genesis very closely in the testimony in the Garden of Eden. But most have not told you, however, my brothers and sisters, about what is you will find in this article. You can look it up in my website, then go out and examine it and look for it in others, where you might find the Book of Enoch translated. There's an article on my website called Enoch Excerpt. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, what the prophet Enoch was told. The Most High said in the book of Jude and in the book of Hebrews that Enoch left a testimony, my brothers and sisters. That Enoch left a testimony. People need to ask where it is. What is it, my brothers and sisters, was Enoch's testimony that was part of the early church for a very long time, for some reason Catholic Church found reason to ignore it. Talk about Hebrews, my brothers and sisters, 11 and 5. I'm talking about Jude, Yehuda, my brothers and sisters, the testimony of Yehuda at 1:14, relating that they did have this testimony, this book. For some reason, the Catholic Church found a reason to take it out. Well, I got news for you, my brothers and sisters. There are things in that testimony of men that held on to. A whole lot of the lies and the diversities of man would never have deceived most minds. The East knew, my brothers and sisters, of old, that the Most High has plans, always had plans, to reconcile mankind after the will of one. I said, reconcile mankind after the will of one. Because they knew, they could look out there and see that boat arc on top of the mountain. They knew the Most High is not pleased with reprobate, undisciplined thought. Understood the purpose of man is to reflect the mind of his creator. Certainly not to lie against him. Man wasn't created to misrepresent, but to righteously represent according to what the Most High in fact from the beginning gave. Anyone who believes anything else, my brothers and sisters, never attains the purpose. And what does not attain the divine purpose, my brothers and sisters, has no reason to be preserved. Not before Yah. It's time to understand the reality then, my brothers and sisters. It's time to understand this. Long before there was Israel, long before there was Judah, long before there was Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, there was the hope of one that the people in the East called the Siosian, one who would restore all truth, one who would bring forth perfect justice. What does Scripture say about him in Isaiah 11? To him shall the nations seek. And his rest, his peace shall be glorious. With the breath of his lips shall he slay, expose all wickedness, all lawlessness. Oh, the same thing is said in 2 Thessalonians 2 chapter 2, 1. Need to read it. It talks about the gathering of Israel, 2, 1, then 7 through 12. Making that latter-day prophecy, my brothers and sisters, of what's written in Isaiah 11. For the knowledge of Yah has not covered the earth. Perfect discernment of who Yah is has not covered the earth as the waters covered the sea. There should be only peace. Who is it that he said would come back a second time? Oh, a second time to do something he did before and bring Israel back. Yes, back, my brothers and sisters, even to establish, it says in Isaiah 45, a temple unto the worship of Yah. Yes, my brothers and sisters, to bring Israel back from all the nations that had kept the people in bondage to deceit. Yes, my brothers and sisters, it brought his people back from what was the ancient Medo-Persian Empire. There's a reason why the wise men came out of the east. They were Persian magi. There's a reason why the scripture talks about it, the day of Pentecost, Shavuos. It talked about, my brothers and sisters, in Acts 2nd, it talked about the primary folks that were there came from the lands of the Medes and the Persians. All you need to understand who they were looking for. My brothers and sisters, you need that article on my website, hiddengospel.com, early church origin and mutual expectation to understand these things. Like I said to you, my brothers and sisters, I want you to consider this for a minute. Enoch excerpt. Most High, in the midst of this testimony, it's on my website, and I have to go through this quickly. I always seem to be never enough time. The Most High already said from the time of Enoch, Abraham was contemporary. You need to understand this. Abraham was contemporary of the fall of Babylon's tower. Abraham was also contemporary in the later life of the one called Noah. And Noah was told that in the flood, what the Most High did was not found sufficient to reconcile this world completely unto the Creator, because man went right back to the same old lives he had before. Most High said that the day will come that he will surely bring this world to perfect reconciliation with him. And the world, my brothers and sisters, shall be at peace, because the world shall obey the mind of its Creator. Men shall reason together as one. How many understand the way of peace that's written in Isaiah 59 means Messiah must come, because there was none speaking the perfect word of peace and truth. No minister in the earth, my brothers and sisters, to fully heal man into the perfect will of Yah. In fact, many have taken that title unjustly. He said there was none, my brothers and sisters, no intercessor, none who prayed and petitioned the Most High for the fullness of all that is divine will. None that can reconcile man to the will of one, that men discern the difference between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. None to judge righteously between man and man. None, my brothers and sisters, who discern to teach fully what the Most High declared in full remembrance. And he said that he has a chosen one, a righteous ally like his own arm, who brings salvation to his name. Meaning, my brother says, he will turn aside all the illusions that men have spoken against him. He will put upon himself the whole armor of Yah, the full word of truth, to render a recompense against all those he called enemies that rejected that greater righteousness. He said, you're my friends if you do everything that I command. Then what are enemies? For those who will not seek that pure and perfect word of one peace. The word for peace means pure and complete. Understand, that means those who won't seek the pure and perfect word are counted enemies, because they work to keep men in the darkness rather than bringing them to light. And my brother says you need to watch out. Even the children of darkness will declare some of that word of truth. But never enough, my brothers and sisters, to set you free. Always, my brothers and sisters, they teach just enough to keep you in a cage. Never enough for you to be made whole. Never enough for you to be healed. Were they ministers then, my brothers and sisters, the Most High? Or were they still the ministers of darkness, the children of darkness, and not light? The scripture said if you're not talking about according to the whole word, there's no light in you. You need to understand something, my brothers and sisters. You need to understand it now. In the book of Enoch, this article called Enoch Excerpt, you can go also look elsewise on the web, and you might find other places. In fact, I mentioned a few places where you might be able to find other testimony concerning the book of Enoch, where you can find that book. You might maybe go out and purchase it yourself. And it says that the Most High promised that one day he would silence the lies once and for all. And it even talked about one who was the king, the chiefs of the Parthians and the Medes. I hope you hear me. Who will raise up kings from their thrones, bring about a great revolution, break forth the lions from their lairs. I hope you hear me, my brothers and sisters, to expose all the kings of this world teaching varying doctrines. I hope you understand me. Expose, my brothers and sisters, those teaching all the varying doctrines that kept people in cages. And how many understand, my brother and sister, that Abraham himself looked at the territory from which he came. He was a Kurd. He was among those, my brothers and sisters, of those who came, the faithful children of Noah, who preserved the word and preserved this expectation. It was that was not in the West, but was a constancy in the East. So much so that 2,600 years ago, when the one that was called the Kurd came, and the prophecies speak of him not once, but twice, but three times coming, twice to redeem Israel from being scattered in the midst of the lands of Babylon, or even all of them scattered in the midst of the confusion and indiscriminate thinking of the whole world. I want to hope you understand, my brothers and sisters, the expectation of one to do this was in the East, not in the West. And Messiah said, the Spirit of truth, the world would not receive. That means that those who did not have this expectation, who wanted to preserve the confusion, the divide and conquer tactics, the damning tactics of the rulers, would not understand. Well, my brothers and sisters, I find that's true to this very day. The prophecy said in advance, these are things they wouldn't tell you. Well, my brothers and sisters, you need to understand something, what I'm saying to you about this. Long before there was Israel, the tribes of Israel and Judah, long before there was Abraham, before the time of even Noah was told about it, however, in the East there was the expectation of one who would teach the pure and perfect truth as the anointed one of the Holy Spirit. They would not hold back. They would declare all things. Test the souls of men to see if they're willing to believe Yah when they find out their rulers have been treacherous. Wow. And it made, my brothers and sisters, because Abraham was a Kurd who was told to walk, and let's just say, to leave his father's house. Yes, raised in the house of his father, Terah. His father, Terah, who was an idolater, yes indeed. The Most High was told him, leave his father's house and ultimately to set up his, to prepare him to bring forth a people unto Yah, to which the promise of the Most High, was the promise before there was Abraham. Abraham was preached the gospel, but the gospel wasn't new when Abraham came. The expectation of a holy kingdom and a world governed in holiness, purity, and completion and peace, that didn't begin with Abraham. It was from the foundation of the world. You need to hear, my brothers and sisters. Abraham, being a Kurd, understanding that ancient promise concerning one, my brothers and sisters, that was called the king of the Parthians and Medes, that was still yet to come in his time. Abraham, my brothers and sisters, passed on that promise to his children. Abraham, Israel, my brothers and sisters, then became the natural inheritors of that covenant heritage that the Most High declared. You need to look at the prophecies about the fall of Babylon in Isaiah 13 that talks about that the Most High said he would stir up the Medes against all the nations that lie. Who is the king of the Medes, my brothers and sisters? You need to read Isaiah 19. You need to look at Isaiah 19, 1 through 5 at this website, lamsabible.com. In the Aramaic text, my brothers and sisters, and you need to read Isaiah 19, 1 through 5, and realize that the original text says he will stir up the king of the Medes. The king of the Medes, my brothers and sisters, one called the Medes, against all those who still think like Egypt, swearing by the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, truly you do, what the scriptures say in 2 Chronicles about someone saying, the Most High stirred up the spirit of the Medes, saying, all the kings of the earth have the Most High given me, that he might call back Israel from all the lands that they've been scattered. And the scripture said he would do it again in Isaiah 11. 2 Thessalonians called that latter-day prophecy. You need to look, my brothers and sisters, at Jeremiah 51, talking about Babylon being destroyed once and for all. Isaiah 13, talking about Babylon being destroyed once and for all. And it talks about one called the king of the Medes. The word for Medes, my brothers and sisters, is Mahdi. It's the Medes and the Persians, my brothers and sisters. Understand, long before there was Israel, there were the Medes and Persians. They knew that one called the king of the Medes would do this. The one who overthrows Babylon in the confusion once and for all, the lies once and for all, is the Messiah, my brothers and sisters. Why didn't they tell you about this? Any concept of the Savior, a minister, an intercessor, given license, to any of these contentions, teaching otherwise and not teaching this foundation are the worst schemes and contrivances of men, and it is all false religion. Such, my brothers and sisters, an idea of a so-called new covenant that forgets what the Most High promises is just a lie. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. You need to understand these things. Long before going into Babylon, the hope of the Chaldees, hey, was understood. Jeremiah 51:11-28, talking about the one called King of the Medes who would overthrow Babylon and bring Israel back. Before Israel went into Babylonian captivity some 27 or so hundred years ago. They knew that promise. They held to it. The Chaldees did come. Set them out of Babylon, but the scripture said he would do it again. Revelation 16 chapter, talking about one called the King of the East. That's the King of the East.
90 seconds.
The scripture calls him also the King of the Parthians and the Medes. In Jeremiah 51:11-28, meaning he would do this once and for all. Hear me. In effort to destroy this expectation and this law that was common expectation for Israel, has been an effort to destroy people. But the promises of the gospel is that every line that all the nations will stand upon, that is what will be destroyed. That the Most High might deliver his people from every misconceit and every deceit.
60 seconds.
Let it be understood that the Most High is concerned for global redemption of this world. And that king, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you this. Rome couldn't stand the idea about the expectation in the East for the restoration of ancient Kurdistan at the hand of one they call the Shashin Shahi, the King of Kings. Revelation 19:11-28 talks about him. Who Yeshua said he is, and he said he's the root and offspring of David, and the bright and morning star, the one like the rising sun that casts out all the darkness, reveals the light that the world would obscure. The West couldn't understand or hold to that Western, let's say the West couldn't understand or hold to that Eastern monotheist ideal. So they came with this false concept of a Christ, my brothers and sisters, teaching you a false Savior who would never make you whole, who would never keep all the lies. And my brothers and sisters, that's not the work of the Spirit. I only got about 10 seconds left, my brothers and sisters. To the Most High, to his praise always, I thank him for every ear that he brings near. Hey, I'm going to continue to talk a little while. And for those who can hear this in the archives, because it's important. Hear me. The promise of the coming of the one called the King of the Medes existed long before there was Abraham. It goes all the way back to the times of Enoch, my brothers and sisters. Goes beyond that to the times of God. You need to understand, brothers and sisters, that expectation was written again in the books of Isaiah. It was written again, my brothers and sisters, in the testimony of the Hebrew prophet Jeremiah. It was written again, my brothers and sisters, at Zechariah. Let me put this down for you. Zechariah. Zechariah 3:3-8. Zechariah 6:12. It was written again in advance, my brothers and sisters, when the scripture called the one they call the branch sunrise. You need to look up the original word. Zechariah, a post-exilic prophet, after came this one called the Chaldee. Oh, that was the ancient title that was used. They didn't call him the Christ. They called him the Mashiach, the Meshikah, or the Chaldee. One of the anointed after the Most High. What the Holy Spirit teaches all things, therefore the righteous one. Malachi spoke of him, my brothers and sisters, that he must come again. And this time to bring Israel out from the midst of all their enemies and to overthrow all the enemies that stand against the people of Yah. Look at Luke 1:78. The father of Yohanan, the John the Baptist, the Elijah-like voice that cries in the wilderness, spoke of him again. And spoke of Messiah as being the one who in the future would bring all these things to bear. If they didn't teach you this, my brothers and sisters, they did not teach you the gospel. I want you to understand the concept of the Kurdishanya, the coming of the one called the King of the East, was extant long before Messiah came along, Yeshua, 2,000 years ago. And the people out of the East, the wise men out of the East, came there looking for that one who had been their king before. West could not tolerate the idea about one coming back, that ancient king, the Most High had given all the kings of the world, that Rome and Greece had overthrown his dominion later, in many years after his demise. My brothers and sisters, I want you to understand something.
Most High has promised he's going to bring forth this one who performed all his pleasure, even bring forth his salvation. And it's a latter-day prophecy because it means Babylon falls once and for all and it's appearing. If they didn't teach you to have that expectation, my brothers and sisters, what did they teach you? They taught you to trust in the misconceits of the nations, the false constitutionalities of the various nations. They kept you from discerning, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High said he must do. If you didn't have that expectation that you might swear your allegiance unto that promise, my brothers and sisters, they caused you to swear allegiance to only remaining in a cage and keeping others in the same. You need to understand this, my brothers and sisters. You need to understand, as I said before, before there was the nation of Israel, the promise of one called the King of the Medes, the Seosiant, the Kurdi, was already extant. And the prophets of Israel continue to speak forward, speaking the same. Yohanan on the Isle of Patmos, when he talks about Messiah, saying, "Behold, I come," he called him the King of the East, not kings, the King of the East in the original text. The righteous one from the East is mentioned in Isaiah 41 that will expose all the kings. He for whom you're waiting, he for whom you seek, the Lord whom you seek, is said in Isaiah 41. Same thing in Malachi. That exposes the idea taught by all the priests that a multitude of corrupt and evil ways are still good in the sight of the Most High. Meaning that all these misrepresentations of the Most High were not accepted as the salvation of man. Because the misrepresentations come from hell, my brothers and sisters, and not from Yah. It's time to understand the real. They didn't tell you the Messiah comes to expose all the leaders who lied or who negated any truth. It means, my brothers and sisters, that the enemies of peace have been all the leaders who wouldn't teach you these things. It's written of old, my brothers and sisters. Who's ready to understand it? Pray the Most High for the opportunity indeed to continue to speak these things and let you know about these things. I pray that the ears of men be open. Most High, bring forth and open the ears to hear these things that for a long time have been hidden from you. Because if you didn't know who this one is called the Kurdi, they try to call him Cyrus in your King James Version. They didn't want you to understand this is the one from the East, Kurdi, Kurd's son, Tishrai, Shah, King. They wouldn't tell you someone after the monotheist East rather than the polytheist West. They didn't teach you that expectation, my brothers and sisters. They didn't teach you the gospel that will bring forth a people redeemed from all the nations. If they didn't teach you what's necessary to be redeemed from all the ways of the nations and kings and all their lies and half-truths, they never taught you what's necessary to be whole. They left you misled. If a gospel be hid, it's hid of them that are lost, misled, misguided. They taught you this Christ idea, a champion of the confusions of the nations. Saying that by the grace of Yah, you can remain subject to the liars who misrepresent his name, who call upon his name after their own vanities and their own presumptuousness. Presumptuousness, my brothers and sisters, presumptuousness is not granting men a license or a gift from Yah to continue to hear his word. You start lying against the Most High, speaking presumptuously, you are disqualified. He said, if you love me, keep. If your allegiance to me, keep, preserve, maintain, defend, and publish his commandments, his truth. Preserve and defend it. He said, and to those who did this, he would reveal himself. Did he say he revealed himself to those who only take his word and pervert it? He said, but however, he said in advance, he knew that men would lie, swearing by his name, but not unto all truth and all righteousness, in remembrance of all things that he had spoken. He didn't say he knew it in advance. Does anybody believe then that when they come before the judge, they're going to say, hey, I'm still redeemed because I believed a lie? They're going to use a lie as the, a lie, that they believe a lie as the reason why they should be called faithful? You were told in advance, my brothers and sisters, better to trust in Yah than trust in princes. Psalm 118. He said, the stone which the builders rejected, the foundation of truth with the rulers who build the temples and the churches in their own, by their own avarice, built their own so-called governments, too greedy to understand what is a covenant of pure and perfect truth. He said, the stone, the pure perfect truth, which the builders rejected, even the Messiah, which the Messiah, my brothers and sisters, with people who call themselves Messianic, refused. the word of truth from on high, the pure and perfect word of the anointed one, which the folks in the churches refuse, the leaders of the church refuse.